Klingon word from the word.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Joka maj jok chai majestic rak lij pong dak hoch the terra. Traknan, earther, is the Klingon summation of the residence of the third rock from the sun. That is, Traknan goes from terra, or earth. However, this is not what David is thinking about in Psalm 8 when he says, Jocha maj jok chai majestic rach lij pong dak hoch the terra. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When a Klingon calls you a Traknan, it isn't a compliment. You're merely a human from a distant corner of the galaxy. Your identity is confined to the borders, the limits of your home planet. Exactly the opposite of David's use of Eretz, earth, in this psalm, what has been rendered with the Klingon word Terra. David declares that God's name, his self, fills the whole world, all of visible creation. God's name, everything one might know or say about the Creator, is boundless. I've noted before that space travelers have said Earth has no lines. That is, seen from space, Earth doesn't really divide up the way our maps and politics show it. In the stirring introduction to Psalm 8, David says the same thing about God. We so often divide his presence up in parochial, limiting ways. Our prejudices happily lead us to imagine, no, God isn't in that place, among those people. But that's not true. Peter learned how false such thinking is when in a vision God showed him that God truly is completely impartial. Would that we could remember Peter's words. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I perceive that God doesn't show favoritism, but in every nation he who fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him." The Life Application Bible notes concerning Peter's confession, "In every nation there are hearts restless for God, ready to receive the good news. But somehow, someone must take it to them. Seeking God is not enough. People must find him. How then shall seekers find God without someone to point the way? Is God asking you to show someone the way to him?" Yes, God fills every corner. As we capture David's vision of a God whose name is a majestic across every corner of this globe, as we recall Peter's discovery that God is indeed for everyone, let us find ways to share his boundless love.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. If you enjoyed the program, please tell a friend. You can help promote the show by voting at Podcast Alley. There's a link on the Klingon Word webpage. You're sure to find more podcasts of interest at godcast.org and sqpn.com. To listen to daily scripture readings, visit Verbum Domini and The Whole Truth. You'll find links to these and more at KlingonWord.org. The Klingon language version is a relaxification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. To learn more and download free text and audio copies of the World English Bible, visit ebible.org. Thanks for listening.